Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through 36. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 21. When the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, seeing Paul in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who is teaching everyone everywhere against the people and the law in this place. Moreover, he even brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple. Then all the city was stirred up, and the people ran together. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and at once the gates were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, word came to the tribune of the cohort that all Jerusalem was in confusion. He at once took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the tribune and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the tribune came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. He inquired who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd were shouting one thing, some another. And as he could not learn the facts because of the uproar, he ordered him to be brought into the barracks. And when he came to the steps, he was actually carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd. For the mob of the people followed, crying out, 'Away with him!' This is the word of the Lord. As Paul was being dragged out of the temple, as knuckles bruised his flesh, as feet planted themselves in his ribs, the refrain of the martyr Stephen's death was playing along. The violence of the mob, the crying of one thing and another, the chaotic yet very purposeful energy, this is the frenzied melody of death. I wonder, though, when we hear these accounts, because we've heard them so long, I wonder if our hearts are even stirred anymore. Is our blood unmoved? Or is it just Paul getting another beating? This violent refrain of death was one that he had heard.
The mob, the violence was a familiar thing to him. It's a bit of the old deja vu. It's no wonder that he had written to the Corinthians, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in trembling." He knew what was coming, because he had also sung the song himself. He had breathed out murder against the church. He had sung in the chorus at Stephen's martyrdom. He stood by and consented to that holy man's death. He held the cloaks of those who flung stones at Stephen's head. And then he had gone and made havoc of the church. So the song is ringing in his ears once again. Fists and the feet landing on his body strike and resurrect memories of Stephen's glorious day. The charges laid against him are the very same. He speaks against the people, against the law, against the temple. In fact, St. Paul would declare to the crowd after the garrison rescued him, "I was like you. I did the same things." But life had changed for him. It is not by chance that Paul is dragged and carried along by the mob. It isn't chance that he is pummeled. It isn't chance that the soldiers need to rescue him. This is what he was born for. It is what the Lord set him apart for. He was born to give witness to Jesus in his preaching, and by preaching he would bear the marks of Christ in his very body. He wrote to the Romans that he was set apart for the gospel of God, that he was born to speak of Jesus. And so he received beatings and was made to suffer and placed in bonds over and over again, because these belonged to his Lord. And the melody of Stephen's martyrdom always echoed in his ears, not to cause him guilt, but to strengthen him and his witness of Christ. For the servant can be bound, but not the faith. The word of God cannot be constrained, but always brings about its purpose, which is the salvation of the world. Those charges which were laid against Paul and against Stephen and against Jesus himself, that they spoke against the people and the law and the temple. Will these be laid at our feet? Perhaps soon. Will we be accused of causing trouble in society? Charged with offending the common sensibilities of a violent mob? Will we be shamed? Will we be rushed to judgment? Will we be dragged away? Perhaps you think I'm melodramatic. Time will tell. But look around you and listen to the voices which say one thing and another. But here is the question for you. Will the mob know by your stand for life, for marriage, for the orders of creation, that you are not one of them? Will they know the Christ whom you confess against the whirling chaos in society, or will you blend back into the crowd and be invisible? That is our great temptation. For your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. Those words are beginning to mean something now. Always held up before Paul's eyes was the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Through his light and momentary afflictions, that's how he described it. Paul was being prepared by Jesus for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comprehension. And though his heart pounded with physical fear, the Lord had given him a forehead of bronze that he would speak when no one would listen. And he spoke boldly. He spoke bravely of Christ crucified, risen from the dead, and ascended into heaven before a mob that cried for his blood. We sing with him who sang with the prophets, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Yours is the victory in Jesus Christ. You stand forgiven, redeemed, and sanctified. The apostles and the martyrs are witnesses to you of your redemption and salvation in Jesus. I hope that Paul's sufferings stir your blood a little bit. That you see his wounds as the marks of Jesus in his body. That his bonds and beating give us confidence because they belong to Jesus. That we see we do not need to fear those who can only harm the body or perhaps speak mean words. We are made bold to speak the word without fear, to stand before the world, against the world, with the words and the life of Jesus, which cannot fail. To live is Christ, to die is gain. You may have weakness, you may be in fear, you may have great trembling, you are in good company. The apostle knew these things. But you are also given what he was given, boldness and courage and strength and life. Why fear those who can kill the body? We are not terrified of our adversaries. Our boldness is proof to them of their perdition. But our boldness is also proof to us of our salvation, because we do not have this strength in ourselves. It is a gift of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who strengthens us in our afflictions and gives us joy amidst adversity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Agriculture Consultancy short-term team who serve the Lord in East Africa. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.